Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You scared, call the ram.
I think that we should see a therapist.
I mean, black people don't go to therapy.
In regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking Freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, because we're Speaking Freedom, and we're live online with
my KC. Hey everybody, you just tuned in to Speaking Freedom Radio, and I am your Life Enhancement Coaching Specialist. As your life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you to advance and enhance your life as you deem needed and necessary with the tools, advice, and skills, applicable knowledge that I provide for you through these shows. So, normally, like today, our shows come from the social media platforms that we host, or that we have access to, and we use those posts to help build you up, to give us some real-life scenarios that allows you to see how to apply the information that it is that I'm speaking, to see a different perspective of knowledge and learning and wisdom. And wisdom is subjective, like most things, because depending on the situation, something that may work for one person or advice that may be able to be applied to one area may not be able to be applied to something else or other type of advice. So it is very, 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 very important that you take the opportunity to apply the information that you hear here based on where your life is. So today's show is going to be interesting. I think these before at different times, and it's things that interest me or the community. One whole and stuck in this one mindset that it limits our ability to grow beyond that. Today, we're talking about two different subjects.
The first is about friendship, and a couple weeks ago I did a show, I've done two shows in the past, I believe, about friendship and the people that you keep around you. But today I am doing a show specifically about consistency and what you should use to build friendships and the difference between friendships, associates, and what I would consider family. Now, this will be different for everybody, and what I'll try to do is I'll try to take various approaches on how I'm describing the information, as well as various approaches on the mindset in which I am describing. So the first one, there is a post going around. Give me 1 second, and I will find it so that I can be very specific. But it speaks about not having a friend, not being a consistent friend. And the post basically states that they are a good person, they support, but they're not going to be consistent. They're not going to talk to you every day. They're not going to see you every day. It may be weeks, months, or years in between intervals of y'all's communication or y'all getting together, but they're your friend. And that's the basis of the post until I find it. And to me, personally, I understand the concept of it because we all live our own individual lives. We all have different things that we are going through or have not going through, have going on. It's a big difference. So I have 2 children. I have a business. I have a home. I have vehicles. I have, and I'm not saying this, the only reason I'm saying this is to say that in my life, I have a lot of, I still have to manage my own life well. I still have to see after my health. I still have to do all these things. So, no, I may not be able to sit on the phone with you all day long, especially if you have a 9-to-5 job or if you have a job where your hours are limited. But I am still always ever present. However, being a consistent friend to me, and as I was doing my morning exercise or my awakening exercise, I thought to myself, well, I don't think I'm looking for friendship. If friendship means that you won't consistently be in my life, that we won't be building our lives so that we're forever connected in a sense. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, we got to be stuck at the hip. That means that, and I know that as we become older and we have our own lives and you have your own husband and you have your husband and, you know, we may have mutual friends or we may not have mutual friends, that you have to spend time in other places. You have to take care of your responsibilities. But when I say friendship, to me, a friendship is like a sisterhood, you know, like I help you make sure that you stay on top of your stuff, and you help me make sure I stay on top of my stuff. I help you make sure that you are balanced, and that don't mean that I'm counseling you or that I'm judging you or that we're having conversations about our lives all the time, but that means that I feed into your spirit. I feed into your soul. That means I pray for you on a regular basis. That means that we have talks and discussions about our goals, our businesses, and it doesn't have to be paid for a service. I don't have to pay you to be my friend just to be my friend. That means that I may not want anything from you financially, but a friendship to me is consistency. And, you know, I don't want anything in my life at 36 quickly approaches. I don't know if I ever thought that I would be a 36-year-old or what I would be doing exactly. I was only focused on surviving for so long that, you know. So as I turn 36, I do not see myself around anybody or dealing with anybody that's inconsistent. And, you know, I'm not saying that I want to talk to you every single day, but be months and months of intervals of what's going on and how we doing and checking on each other at self-care and friendship care, because sometimes we become distant to a point from people that now if something is going on, you don't know if you really want to call that person because y'all don't have that bond or closeness. So, you know, it's important that we have consistent friendships. Like, we have people that's consistently in our lives. Nobody needs somebody that's just here one day and gone the next. Or, yeah, you say I can depend on you, but because I don't know what you got going on in your life, I don't want to be a burden to you. And it's easy to feel like, for some people, because people that's manipulative or users or whatever the case may be, they are often more likely to make you feel bad for you not letting them use you versus, you know, it being more of a balanced relationship. So the goal of friendship is not now, and it's a difference. If you're an associate and we only see each other in passing, we have nothing in common, we are not, you know, like fighting the same causes, of the same purpose, have the same outlook on where we see the world going, then you're like an associate. Association isn't based on some of the things that other people base association on. Like, I don't want to be associated with anybody that's not purposeful, that's not, I mean, I can help you grow, but I don't want closeness with somebody who's not already interested in growing, or those that fight against growth or go against the grain in order to sustain the growth that they want to maintain. So it is very important that you understand the difference between an associate and a friend. Because eventually, if we're to be family, I don't want to chase nobody down. I don't want to feel like, oh, if I don't call them and they don't call, like, I want a bonded relationship. I've never had a sister, so maybe it's different for me. But I, when I think about sister, I think about somebody that I have their back. They have my back. Somebody that, you know what I'm saying, is going to make sure that we good and I can make sure that they good and we all work together for a common goal. Like, I don't think of talking to you every blue moon. Like, I feel like I need family in my life to be connected to. My goal in my life, and maybe I'm not the only one that feels this way, my goal is to be family that I wanted to be a part of, or create my ideal of family. So when I begin to be friends, the goal is not to just, hey, let's party together when we see each other. Let's go get wasted. Let's go get drunk. Let's go and do all these things occasionally, inconsistently. When I think friend, I think, hey, let's build together. Let's make sure we own our job together. We can be doing totally different things, but if there's a way that we can complement each other in what we're doing, then we're doing that for the growth of whatever it is that we are both doing. Every business can tie into another. You know what I'm saying? So when I think about friendship, I think about how we can grow together, how we can help each other move forward, how we can help each other achieve being the best versions of ourselves. So when somebody says, or somebody posts something that says, I'm not a are you a friend at all? Because a friend is somebody that I view as somebody who could be potential family. A friend is not somebody that I just see out whenever I go out every blue moon, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, I don't want to just call people when I got something going on. I don't want to just call people when I need support. I don't want to call people because of a reason. I want to be intricately connected in a way that it's a mutual bonding all the time. It's always, you know, good. It's always to uplift. It's always building and structuring something great. It's always making sure that the other one is on point. Like, my mindset is a little bit different. My mindset is, you know, like, I'm not wasting time. I don't want to be your associate and use the term friend, knowing that, you know, we really ain't building nothing together, that we really ain't making sure that each other's family is good. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, my friendship mind is different than the post that was presented. But give me a second. I'm about to pull it up so that I can make sure that I am not misinterpreting the post. And it's nothing wrong with being a person that is introvert and they are consumed with what they have going on in their world. However, you should be able to maintain what you have in your own world and interconnect what you have in your own world with other people in their own world and build a community that way. My mind is community and unity basis. So when I think about friendship, that's the first step to building a community. That's the first step to being interdependent as a society. So, you know, like, and everybody won't be your friend. Everybody is not going to like you. Everybody won't be impressed. Everybody won't have the same goals. Some people don't want to do shit with their life. And that's cool. As long as you don't get caught up in not wanting to do shit with your life. And it's, I mean, like, if you at where you want to be at and you don't want to go no higher, then great. Look, personally, I'm in a place of peace in my life, like in a state of peace. Like, I have, you know, like, I'm where I desire to be right now because I've gotten here faster than I ever expected. So I have peace about where I'm at because I know where I could be. You know, like, it's a lot of people that I grew up with that's not living, not just, oh, they might be on drugs. No, it's people that I know that I grew up with that are not alive, like breathing, like they 6 feet under in the flesh. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I am appreciative. I'm cool with where I'm at. However, that does not mean that I just plateau, that I forget that I have purpose in life and I just don't do anything but indulge in selfish things. In my mind, my goal is to continue to help other people grow so that they can feel like they've made it to a place that they never thought they would be also. In my mind is set for growth. In my mind is set for more. Even if it doesn't mean that I'm doing what the other person is doing in order to get where I want to be. Sometimes more is just being willing to explore, to take on a new state of being mentally. But in order to create the community aspect of living, you have to be a consistent friend. If you're not consistent, then why are you around? I mean, like, if you're not going to be a consistent friend, then I can do this on my own. I can function without friends. I can function with limited communication to the outside world aside from my Instagram. Now, I'm not saying that that's what I desire to continue to do for the rest of my life. But when you detox your life and you get the people out of your life that mean you no good, when you get the people out of your life that aren't building towards the same type of things that you want to see in the world, when you get the people out of your life that serve no purpose in their own life, so there's no way that they can serve purpose in your life, then you make room to have friends that you can consistently spend time with, that you can consistently give attention to and receive attention from, that you can consistently build with, that y'all families can become family. See, friendship for me is something different. That's why I don't have many friends, because I don't want this, okay, we cool, We're going to get together. We get together. And then after we leave, God knows who what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Or who, when the next time I speak. That's not friendship. That's an association. We associate with each other when we see each other, but outside of seeing each other, we ain't got nothing to do with each other. It's almost like being on social media. We socialize when we online, but when we offline, we don't see each other. So it's never man, because, you know, I'm not wasting my time thinking that I'm on your man when I'm not. And I'm not saying that to be like, oh, the people I see with on social media don't mean nothing. It's just not in my real life. When I turn this camera off, when I turn my phone off, they are gone. So that's when. So inconsistency, even for this, even if it's on social media, I'm consistent on my social media. You're never gonna wonder if like what I think or how I think, or you know if I'm gonna change or you know what I'm saying. Like I am a very consistent person. The same way I felt 10 years ago about things, my approach may have changed towards a particular situation. My mindset towards a particular situation may change. But the way I feel about the things never change. Now, I may get a new opinion about something because I got new information. You get new information, you grow with the information that you're exposed to, with the things that you know. But if you don't know nothing, you cannot grow any further. If you're not exposed to more, then you cannot further who you are. And there's nothing wrong with that if you're cool with where you at. But the consistency of friendship is where you begin to build. I don't want to go Egypt with somebody that I talk to once every 6 months. I want to go with somebody that I'm bonded with, that I know that if we go to Egypt together, we're going to rat or die. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in my mind, when I go places, I need to know that you got me, that you ain't going to leave me stranded or stuck, that you're going to communicate, that you're going to let me know. Like, I don't want to go, you know, overseas or somewhere with somebody who I don't know, you know what I'm saying, what's on their mind. I don't know how they think. And if I'm not involved in your life on a regular basis, I don't know how you think. So consistency, especially with friendship, that's the only way you build commitment to unity and the bonding and really solidifying the people in the company that you keep. So I probably won't end up going to the actual post because we are going to the next topic. The next topic, somebody wrote and posted on the first one. Both of these I've seen in many different places. The next topic is about marriage and husbands and wives and the post says something along the lines of God is not going to answer your prayers with somebody else's husband or wife. Like, if you praying to God for somebody else, for, like, okay, God is not, like, you can't pray for somebody out of a marriage necessarily. But my response to the post, because it said that, you know, your answer prayers is not going to be somebody else's spouse. She and me. Because somebody prayed for my ex-husband. Had to. Because I cut him. I don't want to say I cut him loose. I divorced him for somebody else to be able to have him. For somebody else to find him who complemented his life well, and he complemented their life well, and their purpose was along the same lines, and they thought the same things. So if somebody was out there praying for their husband, and I met him one night and got married to him, but he wasn't supposed to be my husband, then I totally strongly disagree with somebody. God is not going to answer your prayers with somebody else's husband. if you marry somebody's husband before you know, okay, like if I marry you and we're not meant to be together, but we pressed our way on, we pray to stay together. So even though it may not be good, healthy, or what we really want together, or may not be good together long term, we make it happen because we are just bound to be together. We're going to, you know, just buck. We're going to do whatever we want. God can give you every single thing that y'all are not supposed to be together. But y'all going to still make it work. Little do you know, you're marrying somebody else's husband. And when I say marrying somebody else's husband, I mean that this man is designed for somebody else totally. Or the woman is designed and engineered mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually to be somebody else's wife. Like, y'all have nothing in common, and I'm not speaking about my old relationship. I'm speaking in general. Y'all have nothing in common. Y'all want two totally different things. You like one thing, and they like another. But the sex is good. Or, you know, y'all have fun when y'all go and do certain things. But if that wasn't designed to be your husband, by God, before you got to this earth, then you can marry somebody that's literally meant for somebody else. And that person can marry somebody else who's meant for somebody else. And that person and another person can marry the person that's meant for somebody else and somebody else. And then you've married somebody else's husband and they've married somebody. Now everybody is praying and wondering why the relationship not working. And this is not based on every single relationship, because some relationships work. Some relationships, you know what I'm saying, it was meant to be from the beginning of time. But there are a lot of people that marry for the wrong reason. Their purposes don't align. Their hobbies don't transcend to complement each other. They don't like the same things. They don't talk about the same things. They don't want the same things. They want to lead totally different lives. And they will still get married because it's a good look. Sometimes for stability. And there's nothing wrong if that's you, that's just not me. So in those cases, literally, you are marrying somebody that wasn't meant to be. And now somebody else is praying for their husband. They're sitting here trying to figure out, oh, my God, where is my spouse at? Or how did I end up with this person? And this don't seem like nothing that I would have expected. And now somebody is praying, God, deliver me. God, free me. God, I'm not happy. I want to be free. I don't feel like me anymore. I don't know who I am. This cannot be the epitome of what life is supposed to be. And now you are faced with the situation to where, are you going to cheat? Or are you going to be real with yourself and say, you know what? This person is not for me. This person is somebody else's king or queen. And allow that person to be released. Now, I'm not saying give up on your marriage if you know that y'all need to be together, your purposes align, everything complement each other, and y'all just having a hard time at this moment. I'm talking about people that marry for completely the wrong reasons, or marry in the heat of the moment, or marry in passion, or despite having fights or abuse, or, you know what I'm saying, different spiritual mindsets, they're still getting married. And then you wonder why people be unhappily married, is because they're marrying somebody else's spouse. So then guess what happens? You're praying for your life to be aligned. You want your life to be aligned. Well, guess what? What if they tell you the only what if in your soul you realize that alignment in your life means that you need to go along this path? And along this path, you pray for your spouse, the spouse that you're supposed to be with, the one that complements your life totally. I'm talking about they like to do the things that you like to do. They into everything that you into. And they want to see you grow just as much as they want to grow for themselves. they are with somebody else. Now, I am not saying go and be with nobody's person. Please don't take this the wrong way. But what I'm saying is sometimes we can marry the wrong person, and that person has to be released from the wrong thing, from the other thing that they're into, in order to find their way to you. Now, you should not have no involvement in them finding their way to you, leaving their spouse, or any of that. Before anybody cheats, I strongly suggest, if you are bold enough to cheat, then you need to be bold enough to try to be practice polygamy, because it is better to be open and honest than to lie and hurt somebody deeply because you want to creep instead of being honest. Now, if that's you, you know, it's not my business. I'm single. But what I'm saying is, my ex-husband was somebody else's husband. I married him justly. He wasn't for me, though. So if you, like, one of the things that Speak of Freedom states is that we make happy couples become stronger. Those that are meant to be together will become stronger from the information that they receive from Speak of Freedom, because it will help them grow together. It will help them bond more. It will help them have better sexual relations. It will help them communicate more, be more honest and open. It will help them want to build together as a team so that they can be focused on the same things. Now, if you're miserably married, if you're faking it, thinking that you're fooling somebody about you being happily married, then Speak of Freedom might not work for you to stay in that situation. Now, it's going to work for you, but Speak of Freedom is going to draw some total lines when it comes to married time. Because if you're miserably married versus being happily married, then Speak of Freedom is going to expose your truth. Don't put you on blast. We're not going to make you feel no type of way. We're not, you know what I'm saying, trying to have dreams about your team. However, the way that we are real, the way that we help you grow, if you are here, is we help you to evaluate the areas of your life that makes you unhappy and find a way to become happier in that area of living. So if you are unhappy with your job, then what do you want to do with yourself? Figure out what your purpose is. Learn how to make the changes in your life to make the difference in the results that you want to see. Because whatever results you want to see, you have to have that corresponding action for it to happen. Without that action, it'll never happen. So you got to take the next step, but you got to be willing to address the things that are not for you, the things that are distractions, so that you can get to where you're supposed to be. So this particular topic is always funny to me, because it's like, okay, clearly this is a subjective, you know, post, because now you shouldn't be somewhere trying to break up nobody's happy home, of course. I would never suggest that. Like, don't be somewhere praying for somebody to not be together. Like, pray for people so that what's meant for you can be yours. Because if you get to what somebody else got, thinking that what they got is better than what you got going on, and then you get it, and then you realize that it ain't what it's cracked up to be. So you got to be faithful of what you need for your life. But that also means that sometimes we put ourselves in things, and then God is correcting and realigning our path on our journey, and it may take some people out of our lives, and it may rearrange other people's lives around us so that they can come into our lives and so that we can build and all of those things. So I always like mess with that particular subject, because clearly my ex-husband was supposed to be with somebody else, and I believe that with all of my heart. However, I am grateful for the children from the relationship. Like, they helped me grow. So, the other day I was on Facebook and somebody asked a question. They made a post, what is your weakness? And I had to stop and think about it because there are different aspects of weaknesses. Like, what is your spiritual weakness? What is your physical weakness? What is your temptation? Now, if you're asking me what is my temptation, that might be a little bit more different than what my weakness is, because I have a weakness for helping people. My weakness is oftentimes my strength, and that's why I feed into it, because a weakness can be being taken advantage of, but if you turn that weakness into a strength and you start being helping people and not being taken advantage of, but offering the advantage to those who deserve it, need it, or can use it to the most of their advantage. Now, when it comes to, like, I think men used to be a weakness for me, like, just wanting to be in a relationship, and maybe that's why I'm so, like, I'm not in a rush to just be in a relationship with somebody and then end up in something that I'm not supposed to be in, marry the wrong person. And when I say wrong person means that it doesn't grow my soul to be with them, and it hinders my purpose or it hinders my growth, like, I'm cool. Like, don't get me wrong. I am excited to think now. Mentally, I'm ready to be in a relationship. Physically, I cannot wait to be in a relationship. But I'm also at a point to where, you know, whenever it happens, it just happens. So I've overcome that weakness. That is now my strength, because I see being in a relationship now as a way to build a strong team and to love the person that you're building with. I see it not as a business thing. I see it as an emotional investment, a spiritual investment into yourself, because whoever you bring around is what you feed into, and you become yourself, or they become more like you. So it goes back to being consistent, though. Spiritually, my weakness is probably not being more aggressive about some things, but being aggressive based on whose standard, because some people may think that I'm not aggressive because I don't move the way that they move, but I get as much done, if not more, than what they do. So what is your weakness? I really don't have a weakness. Helping people with kids, if you got kids, I'm more likely to help you to get to where you're trying to go to. I'm more likely to have compassion or sympathy for you if I see that you have children. But I hate liars. So, you know, like, when somebody starts to lie, if I don't understand the purpose or the nature of what they're trying to do, or, you know, whatever, I hate lies. It's because it's, when you lie once, you got to keep lying. So if you make a story up, listen, this is going to be funny. If you make a story up about something going on in your life and you are totally lying, guess what? To keep that story up, you're going to have to keep lying. And depending on how big that lie is, that lie can cost you a lot of money. So let's say you just lie for no reason. Now you got to come up with the new cars. Now you got to come up with, you know what I'm saying, like, if you're just making up stuff. Like, this is the reason why it would be easier just to tell the truth or to not speak on the subject than to lie. And some people just lie for no reason. So, you know, for me, like, yeah, I hate liars. That's my pet peeve. I think that's all. No, the other thing that I wanted to touch on before we get out of here. So, yesterday I did a show about Speaking Freedom, the business, and why we do what we do and how we do it. And I wanted to say today, now, the thing that I didn't get a chance to get into yesterday was that we cycle through people, And not saying we recycle people. However, there is normally always somebody that's our poster child, that's our billboard for what we do. Some people have a longer run than others. A lot of what we do is, and who we choose to work with is based on your character and what you're about. So if you are a really good person and you have great business ethics, even if you are new hood, whatever you may have going on, none of that part makes a difference. All we want to do is make sure that you grow, that you help people grow, and that you show people how you grew and not rip people off to become better for their growth. Like, I shouldn't feel ripped off in order for me to start to love myself, you know, like, and that was the basis of it. But we cycle through people, so we follow people based on referral. We follow people based on talent and the ability to make a placement or to help you out. We don't always follow everybody we give advice to. We don't always follow everybody who is hot or popping or whatever the recent or current wave is. Sometimes we follow people, they get their blessing, we unfollow them because now we're trying to figure out who else needs to be blessed. So I don't want nobody to ever think that if we stop following you or don't follow you, that it's something bad about you. It's just we have to cycle through people. We're not trying to gain a large membership. Yes, we would like partnership. And for those who deal with Speaking Freedom to be a Love Gang affiliate and help extend the olive branch as long and as far as we can. However, we are not a church. We are not trying to be a mega, have a whole bunch of people in one building that ain't productive. The goal is productivity. So once you get on and you know what I'm saying, you show love, you do whatever you do, you hustle, but we may not always be right there pushing you along. At some point, you got to stand on your own 2 feet. This is not about friendship. This is not about anything outside of business. Now, if we're friends, then, you know, we're going to always be closely connected. But I'm not friends with too many people in the real world outside of our online. And the people that I associate with online, you know, it's fickle. We don't see each other, so, you know, it's very limited. And I have no problem with that. But understand that business is business. So, and if you've rejected Speaking Freedom on any level, then you will not be handled with the same amount of enthusiasm as some other people may be handled. If you are evil spirited, if you're mean, if you are a liar, like, and being evil spirited has nothing to do with a person telling the truth. If the truth is just the ugly damn truth, then you tell the ugly truth. But don't be a liar. Don't try to be evil towards people. Now, that does not mean you don't tell your truth. If your truth just happened to show somebody in a bad light, they should have dealt with you better when they was dealing with you. And nobody can be mad at you for sharing your truth. Your testimony is somebody else's way out. Somebody needs to know what you've been delivered from. Somebody needs to know what you've been restored to. Somebody needs to know how God moved within you and your life. And I'm not talking about going to church. I'm talking about where you've seen that your prayers have been answered and you got some real-life results that you can say, okay, listen, I did this, this, and this, and this is how God showed me who he was in my life. And I'm not talking about money. So I just want to make sure that we always stay abundantly clear about the mindset of Speaking Freedom and where we come from, in addition to the topics and things that we go over as well. Now, so that's pretty much the end of the show today. So act like you know. No, hopefully this was something that was very good. It's an alternative facts. Who is who? Who do you have around you? Are they purposeful? Are they headed in the same direction? Do they want the same things that you want out of life? Are they willing to build with you, or are they just wanting to stand on the sideline and come in when you win it? It is very important to know who you have around you. It is very important to know why people are with you, around you. I seen somebody today say that they were that people being a people that used to play them and act like they wasn't gonna be shit being a DM talking about, oh, look at God, praise God, I'm so proud of you. Now all of those look at God and I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Sometimes people be saying that. I almost want to say sarcastically. And not always, but sometimes people are like, oh my God, I can't believe you actually made something for yourself. Or I can't believe you actually, you know, became something because you were just, and you got to be mindful of that too. And there's nothing wrong with embracing people. Just know who is who. Who's for you because they like you as a person versus who's for you because of what you can do. A lot of people will put on the front and act like they're with you when they're not really with you. They just want to be close enough to where they can get access to you if they want to. See, a lot of people don't have access to me because I'm not where everybody wants to be. I'm not where everybody goes to go so that they can be in everybody's faces to show who they know. I am distant for a reason. I'm not distant for a season. I like being in my house. I like walking around the house asshole naked if I can. I like being in the comfort of my own with my hands in the things that I want to be good. My hands are in on all the things that I am producing, everything that I have going on. So if my hand is not in it or on it, then I don't have no room for it. And I don't mind going out and hanging every now and then, but that's where my life has, you know, a need for different types of friends. I like being at home or in the comforts of people that I know, you know, home. And I don't know a lot of people because I keep my distance. I'm at home. I am not. Everybody's equal. So hopefully this was as enjoyable for you as it was for me, and you learned something, you found a different outlook or view on life and friendship. Friendship is made to be a close bond amongst people. Or maybe, again, I'm looking for sisterhood and people are looking to be associates, titled as friends, but friends and sisterhood is the same thing to me. I need people that's in my life consistently. I've been on my own for a long time. And if I'm going to be on my own, I might as well stay on my own. I don't need no friends that, you know, I'm touching with a long-handled spoon. You know? All right, now, it's time to go. We're going to go ahead and get up out of here, and we're going to make it do what it do. All right, see you soon.
We are kings, we are gods. But how you get them to believe it when they don't believe it? Anything, we're going to save some lives, and it's our time. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in these streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping, disloyalty, get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha, 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 ha. If you didn't know. What Seeking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answer to be free. Be free. Be free. Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online with my KC.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we love the world.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.